Welcome to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Well, don't let your ears deceive you. Blake Bagley is not with us tonight as he is on vacation in Pigeon Forge. He will be back with me Friday night. This is the Coach's Cantina, live from La Costa here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. I'm joined by Coach John Limbaugh, and we'll have two special guests here shortly. We'll introduce those here in a few minutes. Coach, a big night in Donahoe Friday night. Fayetteville wins 36-0. What are your thoughts on this past Friday?
Well, good to see you, Jacob. I appreciate you guys and what all y'all do for us. You know, it was a great night for the Wolves. Our kids worked really hard, and it was gratifying to see them come out on top. And I thought that they had a good game plan and for us and everything like that. It was a slow start, you know, only one touchdown in the first quarter. But then things started livening up in the second quarter. We started moving the ball a little bit better, and some things started happening. But what a great night for our defense. You know, they got the shutout, and I thought Coach Moore did a great job and getting ready for them. And the kids really, you know, wanted that you know, shut out, and they got it. So it was a great night, and our kids, it's just gratifying to see them. We stand at 4-2 right now, and looking forward to this game coming up Friday.
Yeah, you know, the first or second play from scrimmage, we took the opening kickoff. We put the football on the ground, and they recovered, you know, in positive territory. But that's really as close as they got the whole night, the Falcons.
Right. I mean, you know, our kids, you know, hats off to them, because they really they played hard. You know, right there at the first of the game, the onside kick. We told our kids, I said, get ready for an onside kick, and they were, but that thing hit perfect. You know, that onside kick hit perfect, and that thing bounced up in the air, and they got on it, and, you know, I told Coach Smith, I said, what a great kick, and he said it was the first time a kid had done that, and kicked one before. So that kid, he had a good night, but it was a after that, you know, we settled down and started playing ball, and it got okay.
Well, one thing about the Falcons, I can say, and I'll use a couple of your favorite words here. You know, on paper, they look really young, but they were a formidable opponent. And, you know, seemed like when the brakes were beating them, they never got down. They were a very resilient team.
Well, you know, that the kids were talking about just a while ago, that number 55 for them, he bench pressed like 300 pounds. He was a load, and they got some really good players. But, you know, our kids did a good job. I mean, you know, nearly 400 yards of offense for us, you know. I thought, you know, Cam, he had 125 yards, a couple touchdowns. And then you got, our quarterback, he had like 112 yards, Preston did, and a couple touchdowns. So, you know, but I'll tell you, the one I was glad to see getting in the zone, Aiden Blair. You know, Aiden was here with us last week, and he told me the other day, he said, Coach, I just need it one more time. And he got the ball, and some good things happened.
And, you know, he also put on a good show on the other side of the football on defense. So that earned Aiden the Allen Brew Markets Student Athlete of the Week.
Absolutely. I mean, he, David McCurley came out today and presented him with that. And I mean, really, truly, Aiden has worked hard. He's in the top 10 in the state in 1A in tackles, and in the top 25 overall in the state in tackles. So he's doing a great job on the defensive side of the ball. But he got that ball there, and he ran it so hard and got to that end zone. I couldn't have been more happy for a kid.
And, you know, once we got up there late in the fourth quarter, we were able to see a lot of the youth come out there and get some quality snaps in. But I got to tell you, Coach, we got to get an updated roster every week, because some of those kids are wearing different numbers than just showing on my paper. You know, Bronson Franklin shows 32 on my shows number 8, but he's wearing number 32 out there. We got to get on that, Coach.
Well, we got to get more money in the coffers. That's what it is, so we can buy more uniforms. But, sometimes with the kids that don't get to play as much, we have to put something on them when you're on the road. But, anyway, those home numbers should be fine. Those home numbers should be good.
Yeah, the home numbers match up just when we're on the road. But you know how those road jerseys are. Some of them come up missing. Some of them just put in the back of the closet somewhere. You can't find them. But, you know, I was glad to see the youth of the team getting those quality snaps because, you know, the next man up, just like when our quarterback went down, you know, Carter Goins jumped in and kind of took over the rest of the game. You know, Cantrell got a few snaps, but it was really Carter the last 2.5 quarters of the game.
That's right. Carter does a great job for us. Absolutely a fantastic young man and a great player. And he came in there and did a good job for us, and we really appreciate that about him. But and we got a couple of kids here with us now that they also do a great job, and I appreciate the ones we got here tonight. And we got Ty Stone here tonight, and we got Ross Thomas here tonight. And these guys are really doing a great job on the defensive side of the ball for us, and very appreciative of everything that these guys bring to the table for us. Absolutely.
Well, Ty, I'd like to welcome you to the Coach's Cantina. Ross, back again. This is your second time on the show. You know, when the legend of Ross Thomas was born, you know, people still talk about Ross making that tackle against Coosa a couple of years ago. Sorry, I was cut off there for a minute. Technical difficulties. It happens, you know. It's been a busy work week, you know, for our jobs and with football. Tell us your thoughts, Ty, on Friday night. You got in on a couple of tackles, and, you know, your defense put the shutout on.
I mean, I just go out there, and I just try my hardest week to week and prove to myself that I can do what I'm capable of.
And, Ross, I'm going to ask you the same thing. You were in on a lot of tackles Friday. You know, we know how you can play on defense. You're also a senior this year. So, you know, Ty's a junior. They all look up to you and the rest of those seniors. How does that feel? Your senior year, you win an area game. We'll talk about the stakes for this Friday here in a few minutes. But what does it mean, you know, to have the younger guys finally look up to you?
It feels great. I mean, seeing the hard work turn into the success that we're having this year, and having versatility on the defense and the offense too, even though I don't really play offense. That's part of it too. We have so many guys that can play different roles because of not only the senior class, but what the juniors and the sophomores see and how they contribute too.
Well, that's part of 1A football. Coach, I do have to ask you, when we talked about Ross coming on the show, does he take his foot off the gas a little at practice, or is he go at practice too?
I've told Ross before. Ross, you know he's on your team, right? He does not take his foot off the gas. He really gets after it, and it's just fun to watch. He never. I've told before, it doesn't matter. Ross is gonna hit it if it comes in front of his face. Ross is gonna hit it. That's the buzzword around the practice field. So, Ross is a great player for us, and he does a great job. But he's right about the younger ones stepping up, and it's great, very gratifying to see some of our younger guys stepping up. You know, you got the Deloach stepping up, and you got Liner stepping up, Jet Liner stepping up, and it's really good to see these guys and what they're bringing to the team, the aspects they're bringing.
Yeah, Braden and Jet were definitely names that we called a lot Friday night at Donahoe. Jet's really become a crucial part of that receiving core, you know, when they do the trips to wherever, you know, it's him, Marlon, and forgot who was on the other side, but those three right there are really a key part of what you're trying to do with that offense.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Britton's in there, and he was that other one that was in there, and Brendan Marley, you know, and these guys, you know, and we got Eli. Eli's back, you know, this week, from his injury, so it's nice to have Eli Burns back. But all these guys together, there's no telling where we're going to put the ball, because all these guys are playmakers, and we can disperse the ball all over the field from the pass and also from the run as well. We got guys that can tote the rock, and, you know, I know Jeff fumbled a ball last week, but, you know, that's part of it. The best running backs ever came on the field and dropped the ball. But Jeff's going to be just fine, and he does a really good job for us, and he's kind of wiry. He can step, and he can move, it's just fun to watch Jeff. You know, play the game.
Yeah, I almost didn't recognize him. He got that buzz cut now. You know, he had that long hair for a long time, and I saw him down there warming up, and he had, or it was a couple of weeks ago, and the hair wasn't there. I asked Blake, I said, Blake, who is that? He looked, he said, you know, that face kind of looks like Jet Liner. And I saw him come out with the six on, and it's like, that was Jet.
Absolutely. But, you know, Jet, he works hard. And something Ross said a while ago about having the year we're having. And 4-2, that's good. We got a long ways to go yet. But the thing about it is working the weight room all summer. You work together 7-on-7s all summer. You know, we're a family. And our coaching staff, we've all been together. All of our players, we've all been together. And it matters what happens to the other one. You know, when we ask somebody, you know, how you doing today, we mean it. Because we're all family. We care about each other so very much. But what Ross is saying is it's real gratifying to see our team come together and accomplishing things that we're working so hard for. And I want to remind people, they don't understand. Winterburg is a really good football team. And we had a punt blocked. And, we're 7 points from winning that ball game, 28-21. And you have a punt block and the scoop and score for a touchdown. And that's very close. And, but this team is accomplishing some really fun things this year. And we're so close to having that other victory, you know. But, you know, we didn't get it. And maybe the good Lord opened us some more opportunities for us, you know, this year. But the next thing on our mind is this game this Friday. That's what's on our mind, Victor Christian.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here shortly. But one thing I want to ask y'all, as we've asked everybody that's been here so far this season, you know, y'all had that group come in over the summer to help y'all with workouts and all that. And a lot of y'all was hard to recognize. You know, Carter Goins being a prime example. We were on the field at Childersburg, and I walked past him and I was like, who was that? Because, you know, he got bigger. I looked around and I said, that was Carter. Well, how was that during the summer with that group coming in?
I mean, this summer it was really – it was a growing experience for everybody because we all really came together as a team and really just spent the time together. Like, we went to this Springs place during the summer, Chaco Springs.
Yeah, Chaco Springs, yeah.
And we all came together and we just, you know, became one, basically.
Now, we were at Chaco Springs. We were doing the ropes course and all this kind of stuff and doing the climbs and rappelling and things like that. And these kids had a ball with it. They had a good time with that. But they were there pulling for each other and doing some great things. And what Ty was talking about is very important. It's part of that team building.
To add on to what Ty said, I think this is probably the most unified team that I've ever been on because – it feels like when we win together, and when we lose together. And we build off of it pretty well, and we complement each other very well on the field.
And, you know, I can mirror that with Poto was on the call with me Friday night, and he said the same thing. He said, this is the most together I think I've seen a Fayetteville football team in a long time, and it started showing against Childersburg, but it's, you know, here late in the season, you can really start telling it as we make a push for things to come for this football team.
Well, you know, that's the thing about it, growing together. And I was telling somebody the other day, our defense has gotten better after every game. You know, I look back on the game, I said, well, our defense got better. We're growing as a team. And like Ross said, it doesn't matter who scores a touchdown. We're happy for one another because we scored a touchdown. It doesn't matter, you know. And so that's what it's all about, growing together as a team, getting close as a family, and truly enjoying the experience together.
Coach, I want to mention something. I'm going to give his headset back to Ross, but you've mentioned family now three times. Last week, I had the opportunity to come down to Fayetteville and watch three very good volleyball teams in Faith Christian and also Sylacauga and, of course, your Fayetteville Lady Wolves. Your football team and that half of the guys in that school were down there in those stands, and they was – I mean, that place was packed, and they were giving it, and they weren't nasty or disrespectful of anybody, but they support – those Lady Wolves, and so does those girls on that volleyball team support them. It is truly something that I would like to see a lot of other schools see, in the fact that it is a community school with a lot of family. But you know, congratulations again to Aiden Blair, who's the, you know, the Allen Brew Markets. Allen does so much for all of our teams around here, Tim Allen. But they're sponsoring that, and he won that. But they're going to give that all the way through basketball, baseball, softball, all year long. It's not just football. And kids at Fayetteville need that support just like people from Sylacauga and Childersburg.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
B.B. Comer. But I was so tickled last week. I could go down and just sit and watch without having to have a lot of equipment and take care of things. And I'm going to tell you something. Your school's got a pretty daggum good volleyball team.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Coach McCarthy is doing just an incredible job with the girls. And they're after it. I mean, they're out there to win. But you talk about the fan support, and we tell them to be loud and proud. And our student section is second to none. Great student section. And it was loud in there, was it not? Yeah. But I'll tell you what, going to watch Fayetteville volleyball, going to watch Fayetteville football, that's a better ticket than any movie you'll find. it's a great place to be, and it is a tight-knit community. We're K-12. And, I think Mr. Pence has done a great job, and he's lifting up that black and gold, and he's doing a great job. And we just got great administration there and great support from our fan base, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. Absolutely.
Well, the Fayetteville volleyball team beat Benjamin Russell the other night, and they swept Coosa Central like handedly last night for senior night, so they're getting ready for the – so they're 25-4. You know, they're getting ready for their push to the playoffs. Well, and as far as football goes, this is where all teams are starting to focus on that road to the playoffs. Well, our road starts on I-20 Friday night. You know, we'll go face a familiar face with Coach Matt Griffith and Victory Christian. And I believe if we win, we're in, correct?
You're right. We got that win, you know, last week. And last Friday we got that win. And it was a good start. It was a good start. But we got a long ways to go. We got to take it a game at a time. And our kids will tell you the same thing. We take things a game at a time. And the next one on the road is Victor Christian. And, Coach is going to have him ready. He's a great football coach, and he's a good friend. I appreciate him so very much, and I know he's going to have his team ready. He does a great job scheming and with the film. And, he's old school. They're going to run at us, and they're going to run the triple option. And we just got to be ready for it.
And you can't let their record fool you. You know, Coach Matt Griffith, you know, he's been around here for a long time. I remember when he was at Sylacauga, I went to church with him through my high school days. And, you know, he really knows how to put a good football team together. And sometimes that record doesn't reflect it. But you have to be ready no matter what to be able to come out of that Pell City with a win Friday.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's gonna be ready. But our kids have been working hard all week, and I thought we had a great practice today. It was a lively practice, entertaining practice. It was a lot of fun today, and I'm looking forward to a great walkthrough tomorrow. And our coaches have made plans as well. And Coach Griffith's not the only one that can plan. We can plan, and we have done so. And Coach Moore has done a great job with the defense this week, and I believe we're ready.
Well, I'm going to ask Ty and Ross, being leaders on the defensive side of the ball, y'all watched film, y'all know what Coach Griff can do with his offense. What are some things that stuck out to y'all that y'all might need to work on trying to stop Friday night if y'all want to come out with a win?
Their pass, they got pretty good wide receivers, so especially when they're in pass protection, we got to try our hardest to get back there and pressure the quarterback and get him to mess up or make a back throw so our DBs can do their work and do their job and make an interception or anything good.
I think that that they have a lot of options that they can give the ball to, so we just need to stay disciplined and be aware that the ball can go literally anywhere on the field.
You know,
they
just describe any team Matt Griff has coached in a nutshell,
right.
Just perfectly, you know. So offensively, this is the first time we don't have really any key offensive players or skill guys, I should say, on the show. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to turn this question to you. On offense, what do we need to do to be successful Friday?
Well, we can't turn the ball over. That's the first thing. And we need to be able to control the line of scrimmage. That's what we've got to do. We control the line of scrimmage, and we don't turn the ball over, some fellas are going to have a good night. But we've got to control that line of scrimmage. That's got to belong to us and not them.
And I think we took a step in the right direction as far as that goes Friday night.
That's right.
But we did have some drive-killing penalties. You know, you can't take that away. I believe the White Hat official had the biggest yellow flag I think I've ever seen. It's like he pulled a towel out of the cabinet and stuck it in his pocket.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I can say about those penalties, you know, Cam with those long runs that had to come back due to holding calls, we did not let that influence how we played the rest of that game.
Well, we didn't. I mean, you know, the thing about I like to say about the officials is I'm very appreciative of the officials so much. We couldn't have a game without them, and a lot of people's not getting into that line of work, but a lot of people enjoy football and they want to be an official, and that's great. That's fantastic. I hope more players, as they graduate, will want to do it. But, you know, so it's a hard job. It's not an easy job. But, you know, I've coached for a long time, but I hadn't seen four holding penalties in a row back to back to back to back. And that happened to us the other night. But, hey, if we're holding, we're holding, you know. And our team, we worked this week to get rid of some of those penalties and negate the things that hurt you from winning the ball game.
Well, we traveled to Pell City right off of I-20. You can see the field right off the interstate as we play Victory Christian. They're looking for their first region win. We're looking for our second. And with a small region, that second win will get you in the playoffs, but we're not going to tell you the rest of the situation after that because we're going to take it one game at a time from here on out. So let's travel up there Friday. You know, Fayetteville always brings a good crowd. We brought a good one to Anniston, and let's go get this win.
Absolutely. That's the goal. That's what we've been working hard on all week. And, you know, this is what you play for. Opportunities to have a game like this, a year-changing game, and this is what builds memories for these kids. You know, 20 years now, I promise you, they're going to remember the Victor Christian game because this is the game that put them in the playoffs if we're all fortunate enough to be able to get a win here. So our kids are looking forward to this, and fans, aren't they great? I mean, they're going to be in there in force, and they travel so well. I know other teams love for us to come because they get such a good gate, but our fans travel well, and I'm so appreciative of all of them so very much.
Well, 6:30 Friday night pregame airs on the special events channel 2. Blake will be back with me Friday evening. Live game coverage starts at 7 o'clock. And you talked about community. I'm going to talk about a couple of things going on Saturday.
Okay.
Before we get into our picks, I got six good ones, I think, for Saturday. But we have the Fall Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday evening, I believe it's from 5 to 9.
That's right.
Tickets will be sold at the door, and I think you have to go buy tickets this year to be able to play the games. I know Kenley and the softball team will do a cakewalk. What's the football team? They have that old field goal thing.
Yeah, we got that thing going, and we got our JB guys are working that for us, and because a lot of my kids play other sports too. They play basketball, and basketball have their deal going, and baseball's going to have their deal going. I'm sure you're going to mention that. Coach Carter is very excited about that. But if anybody wants to come out and just have a lot of fun and some great food and just have a great evening, you need to be at the fair because it's going to be a lot of fun.
We talked about Coach Collier Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. I was invited to play, so I'm going to play in it too. The alumni softball game at 11 o'clock. Coach Collier said that there is still room if you want to play. So if you're listening and you want to have a good time, see if you can still do it. At 40 years old, show up at the field, I guess, sometime before 11 o'clock. I think it's $25 to play, and Coach Collier will look forward to having you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, what you got to hope is a lot of these old guys don't get out there and try to relive their youth because a lot of them are going to try to do that. So we want an injury-free, fun afternoon for all the guys out there doing that. But how much fun is that going to be?
It's going to be fun. I can tell you my arm's pretty good being a travel ball coach and all that, so I know I can still throw.
Good deal.
Whether I can hit or not, that remains to be seen. So we'll
good for you.
We'll see that. So we'll go straight into our picks. David McCurley stepped aside, so I don't have my intro music like we've had the past few weeks. But at 11 o'clock, same time the game starts, a game that's really not going to matter to me. It might matter to the two sitting in front. Alabama travels to Como to take on the Missouri Tigers. Alabama's is looking pretty good right now. I'm sad to say that, you know, the way they started.
Yeah.
You always hope, you know, man, they're going to need that one game. That one game to turn their season for the worst, and, you know, Alabama, no matter who the coach is, they just always look good, so give me Alabama.
Well, you know, hey, last week I was saying, you know, beware of Vanderbilt, watch out. But you know, they turned the ball over in the red zone twice, so things could have been a little bit different. But hey, Alabama's quarterback's looking great. Alabama's doing great. Mizzou's a very tough team, but I'm gonna go Alabama on that one.
Oh yeah, I got Alabama.
I got Bama on this one by a lot. Yeah.
Well, before we continue, let me go ahead and ask, are y'all both Alabama fans?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Coach. You got to start bringing
Well, I understand. I love them to death still. They're still my boys. I love them, but, you know, we should have pulled for the right team. But anyway.
All right, the only top 10 matchup of the weekend. Indiana travels to Eugene to take on the Ducks. I really like the way the Hoosiers are playing football. Give me the Hoosiers on the road this week.
Okay, I got you, but I can't go against Oregon. They, you know, the Oregon's very good football team. I think at home, I think they get the W.
I got Oregon. Is that their place? Their home crowd's pretty insane, too.
I got Oregon on this one, especially after that whiteout game.
Well, it looks like I'm a loner. I need Blake here. Blake would agree with me. A neutral site game, Oklahoma and Texas. Texas finally got what they had coming to them against Florida Saturday. Arch Manning really hasn't lived up to the hype that Arch Manning got during the whole preseason. Oklahoma's looking good. I know they're down a receiver due to an injury, but I think it's like us. You know, next man up, I believe they have him ready to go. Give me Oklahoma.
Well, you know, you got to be ready for every ball game. The SEC, it does matter, and whoever you're playing, it's a, you know, you never know, but I'm doggone if I thought Texas was going to lose that game last week. I thought Texas was going to win that for sure, but, you know, Florida had different thoughts on that. But on this, I'll have to say Oklahoma's a good football team. Their defense is so good, I believe they'll win the ball game.
I got Texas.
I got Oklahoma on this one.
So a mixed crowd, another one. NC State travels to South Bend. You know I'm going to throw this pick in there every week. Notre Dame being my second favorite team. The game is in South Bend. But I tell you, NC State's playing some good ball right now. That's why I put this one on here. I think Notre Dame is starting to turn their thing around after going 0-2 to start the season. Give me the Irish at home Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I can't pull against Notre Dame on this one because NC State can make a little noise, but it is home. Like you said, they're coming around, two close losses, but they're coming around, and I'm going to go Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame as well.
And Saturday night in Death Valley, South Carolina travels to LSU. A lot of people say it's going to be LSU all the way. I think it's going to be closer than everybody thinks because South Carolina needs that game. And I think this is going to be that game, but I'm still going to say night game, Death Valley, LSU still going to pull it out, but it's going to be close.
I can agree with you on that 100% because I just don't really like LSU, but I'm going to go ahead and pull for LSU in this one. I like Carolina. I love their head coach, but I'm going to go LSU in this one.
I got LSU also.
I'll go LSU as well.
All right.
All right, last pick, and this is the one that matters to us.
This is the one that matters.
This is the one that matters. I tell it all the time because I had such a good experience last year. I finally got to experience a Deep South oldest rivalry in person. And I tell you, the Saturday day game at Athens, I know pretty sure it's a whole lot better at night. But these two teams, they're, like it says, the Deep South oldest rivalry. And you can see that no matter when they play. Auburn's due a win because they hadn't won one since 2017. Mm-hmm. It's a night game at Jordan-Hare. Auburn gets the upset Saturday.
You said a lot of things that are very important. Miracles happen in Jordan-Hare. It's a special place where special things can happen. Auburn hadn't won in a while. I remember those days, and David remember those days, when it was neck and neck. One year Georgia'd win, next year Auburn'd win. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The series was led by Auburn. The series was led by Georgia. Now Georgia's kind of, you know, got a little disparity there. It's like, is it eight in a row now? Ridiculous. But I do believe it's a night, and I know our offense hadn't moved the football. I know people's going to think I'm crazy, but I'm an Auburn guy, and I got to go Auburn.
I got Georgia.
I wish both teams could lose, but I'll take Georgia in this one. Yeah.
Typical Bammer.
I'll tell you what.
We'll see. We'll get David McCurley, the guest picker, here.
Well, I've got to get in on this one. Coach, and I know it's the oldest rivalry in the South. But a lot of people, it's not the same now with transfer portal and that thing. But in our day, half our players come from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're right there on that line. This was an important game. It's still a very important game. And if Georgia was playing Afghanistan, I'd get on a camel. Go Auburn. Auburn wins the game Saturday night.
Well, that's Saturday. Friday night's a very, very important game for the Fayetteville Wolves, and that really determines the trajectory of the rest of the season. We take on Victory Christian in Pell City. You can tune in Friday night at 6:30 on Special Events Channel 2. Just download the Radio Alabama app, go to stations, and it'll be right there. We'll start that at 6:30, and 7 o'clock we'll have the kickoff as the Wolves try to make their way towards the playoffs. And don't forget, every Wednesday night with the Coach's Cantina, any combo is $8.95 here at La Costa. And you can come by, you can talk to the players, you can talk to the head man himself, and, you know, give your thoughts and get his thoughts and just have a good time of fellowship. Coach, I appreciate you. And Ty and Ross, y'all the same. I appreciate
yes,
y'all
thank you for
coming
having
this evening.
We appreciate you guys at the radio and all that you do for us. And go Wolves.
Go Wolves.